Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for January 14th, 2020, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include why you need to get your site spring cleaning booked right now, a free webinar this Thursday to see the power of Gutenberg, woo! Why there will be a one-week delay you won't mind on starting the DIY SEO workshops, why I'll be making the data for my speed test public this year, who built all of the themes I'll be using in those speed tests, why the toolset blocks commitment to Gutenberg spells the death of page builders, what's coming next to Gutenberg, are you regularly checking your feedback data and why it's critically important to do so, is keyword research totally dead now, and a big congratulations to Mediavine on winning two Google Certified Publishing Partner Awards. So let's dive in. I sure do hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. It's a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday. And I almost always have breaking news for the day, too. So come join us live for the party. In Bloggate happenings, oh my, the first few weeks of 2020 have been like riding a rocket for me. How about you? I did a major reorganization of my workflow in November, and it made December my most productive month in years. Now, as I mentioned in my 2019 year in review post for Bloggate, I've got very ambitious goals for 2020, and I'm off to a good start with making them happen due to this new workflow. And you know, winter is always a super heavy season for site services. Everybody just has to get through the holidays and then they have a little break before they get all caught up in spring activities. So this is when they like to do things to improve their site. And that means I'm diligently working through the projects on my waiting list and onboarding as fast as I can. Now, right now, I'm booking into March. So if you want site services this spring, like a site audit or migration to better hosting, best to get on my list now. And woohoo! You know, my motto for 2020 is show and tell, with an extreme emphasis on the show part. So I'm delighted to be offering my first webinar of the year this coming week. In fact, I'm crazy excited to show you the power of Gutenberg. You will flip when you see what kind of layouts and styling you can easily do now. Now, the free webinar is Thursday, January 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, and you must register to attend live and or have access to the replay. Now, the seating is limited, and so many folks have registered that I've asked all of my peeps who are already in the course or affiliates and webmasters to watch the replay and free up seats in the live session for those who have never seen the power of Gutenberg. So be sure to join the Zoom meeting a few minutes early to ensure you claim your seat. And the Q&A is only available in the live event. And oh, there's going to be a one-week delay on the DIY SEO Quick Start Challenge. You know, I was planning to begin that Quick Start Challenge this week for the DIY SEO course. It ensures everyone has the basics taken care of before we start our live workshops. That's a daily email with one quick thing to check in your Yoast SEO settings and your Google connections, like Analytics and Search Console. But I came across two new issues with Google over the weekend, and I need to check into them and update the tutorials if these things are not actually a bug. So we'll get started on this series as soon as I have confirmation and info either way. And I know y'all had rather wait and do it right the first time than do it twice. And I'll have the live workshop list out soon as we begin the Quick Start Challenge 2, with dates on the first two workshops so you can plan to attend live. And hey, if you've been following me for a while, you know that every winter I start my annual speed and plugin test. And you also know that I usually only make the data of my speed test available to my webmaster training members. Well, the 400 plus page report of raw data will still be available only to them, but I'll be making summary posts available to the public this year. I told you I was serious about more show and tell. Now, the first set of tests will be on a new full list of caching plugins to see which one really does make your site faster. You know, several of them have changed over the last year, and several new ones have popped up in the last 2 years. So I'll be giving all of them a fair shake this go-round. And I want to send a huge thank you to fellow webmaster and designer Michelle Phillips of CodeFetti for making the three identical sites for these speed tests using three very different theme platforms, including Genesis, Astra, and Divi. And yes, that speaks volumes to the deep experience and versatility Michelle has with designing themes for her clients. Now, I'll be using the Genesis theme for the first round of tests, as it is what most of my clients are using, and it will give a good load for the caching plugins. And later in the testing cycle, I'll be putting these themes in a head-to-head test. Now, I can already tell you that Astra is going to win that race. These new tests are just to see by how much. So, if you're thinking about a theme revamp for 2020, seriously consider Astra, and seriously consider asking Michelle to help you with it. In fact, you can get some of that help right now in her fantastic Astra Post series that I've got linked for you in the show notes. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In Gutenberg tips, phase two of Gutenberg is well underway. This will expand it from a content editor to a full theme builder. And this is why I've been telling you that the death of page builders is drawing near. While most of the major ones are trying to keep their identity and either compete with Gutenberg or run their own things alongside it, like Divi recently announced, at least one company has read the writing on the wall and gone full Goot. Now, the toolset Page Builder has totally committed to Gutenberg and has launched Toolset Blocks. Now, besides the dynamic content it brings to the editor, it also allows creation and control of some theme elements like content templates, custom archives, and custom search. Now, I'll be testing this new Block Suite plugin deeply, but even if it works well, I won't be advocating folks jump over to it just yet. There is yet a lot of change to come to the WordPress core code in phase two of Gutenberg development. And I really think we need to see what they're going to do with that, especially since so many things are going to come out of the customizer and go to straight blocks for layout and design. Now, that's going to cause an explosion of new theme development. And I think it's too early to jump on any bandwagon right now. Else, you may get roped into a way of doing things that gets the rug pulled out from under it as things progress. And I know this because I have a Block Suite plugin in the Gutenberg Ninja course right now that I included to give folks ideas of how complex block layouts were done, but show them how to do it another way with native Gutenberg blocks. And I'll soon be removing that set of tutorials and doing the same thing another way with the standardized set of blocks we now have since WordPress 5.3. So we've already seen some early devs who jumped the gun on pushing the development of Gutenberg get the rug pulled out from under them when the core code went a different direction. And that's part of what you get in the Gutenberg Ninja course, someone who is deeply vetting what is being recommended and advice on what to use and what not to use and why, so your choices don't come back to bite you in the butt down the road. Now, since before its release in WordPress 5.0, there have been two versions of Gutenberg. What's in the WordPress core and what's in the Gutenberg beta plugin. Now, that double version will likely continue for at least all of 2020 and likely into next year. Now, in WordPress 5.3, they rolled all of the Gutenberg plugin functions at that time into the WordPress core, and I advised everyone to get rid of the beta plugin after that update. Plus, all of the tutorials in the Gutenberg Ninja course are based on what's now in the core of WordPress and not the plugin. And I plan to keep it that way and update the course as functions roll into the core. But I still keep the beta plugin on my test site so I can keep up with all the new functions and changes. And I'm very excited about a few of the latest ones. And I know you will be too. So the new functions in the 7.2 version of the Gutenberg beta plugin include add a new buttons block for placing more than one button in a row. Woo! The ability to add links to media and text block images, which we sorely needed. Woo! A navigation block that supports changing the font size. Now, this is new in part of phase two. And then a gallery block to add images size selector, which I'm looking forward to testing for making interesting collages. So I have more for you on all this as that stuff rolls into the WordPress core. In SEO tips, are you regularly checking your feedback data? You know, one of the other big reorganization tasks I had to do was totally revamp my analytics spreadsheets, not only for Google Analytics, but for the new reports in Google Search Console too. And now that I have Heartwood Art on the SEO map, I need to do deeper tracking of it for those two things, plus YouTube and of course Pinterest. Now I spent all day Sunday doing the spreadsheet revamp so I can go way deeper into the data. And I do mean all day, but it was well worth it because that feedback is going to totally drive the major content revamp I have planned for Bloggate, as well as the new content I'll be creating for Heartwood Art. Now, to be honest, Bloggate started declining on Google search for all of 2019 due to three major factors: old content not being kept updated, lack of new content, and too much news hidden in Only Tips Tuesday. The same is happening to Bloggate on YouTube as well. Now, since so many new clients initially find me from looking up how to do something on Google, I have to make a content revamp a serious priority for 2020. And a big part of where to start has everything to do with the data of what's working and what's not working anymore. And that goes way beyond just Google Analytics. Are you checking your data for feedback? You know, if you're not, then it's like being a cook and never once tasting the food you prepared and having no idea how the folks you are serving it to responded to it. And worse, you have no idea what they're ordering elsewhere that you could prepare. So do seriously consider making 2020 the year you see the true value and gathering feedback. I guarantee that will make it seem like less of a chore and more like a tasty treat of inspiration. And speaking of data mining, you know, I've been saying this in the DIY SEO course for the last 2 years. Keyword research has been replaced by intent research. Google's AI, or artificial intelligence, is very powerful now, and it tries to guess at the searcher's intent with their query. It no longer just looks at a string of individual words. Now, even Google's own John Mueller agrees that there is still some room for keyword research, but it's becoming less and less important. And you can go see this SEO Roundtable article that I've got linked for you in the show notes for more on both what Google and Bing have to say about keywords and their role. And woohoo, congrats to the nice folks over at Mediavine at this year's annual Google Certified Publish Partner Summit. They were the recipients of not one, but two prestigious awards. The first was a 2019 Customer Satisfaction Award, and the second was for the 2019 Highest Health Score Award, which was a perfect 100. Not only that, but their Vice President of Publisher Support, Nicole Johnson, gave an impressive lightning round talk about how they onboard clients in a way that fosters a true partnership. Now, a lot of my clients are with Mediavine for their ad network, And those who used other agencies ended up coming back to Mediavine. They say nothing beats their support and the pay is great. Now, I've worked with the dev team at Mediavine, as well as having the pleasure of private meetings with Eric and Amber, and I'm so impressed with their total commitment to the advertisers and bloggers alike and their continual striving for perfection when it comes to helping folks run ads in a way that is both a good speed and end-user experience while still being profitable. So kudos to the Mediavine group and your well-deserved awards. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support all the free and helpful info you get on Bloggate and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit bloggate.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.